to all of you.
大家晚上好。
On Christmas Eve, Pastor Joshua Wong spoke on the topic, the reason for Christmas.
在这个圣诞的英语崇拜里面，黄永恩牧师讲到圣诞的这个原因。
And I want to give you reasons for having a watch night service.
所以现在我要给你有这个守岁的这个原因。
Now before I give you the simple outline,
在还没有给你一个简单的大纲，
I want to say that I'm glad that we are spending the last few hours of this year in worship.
我们感谢主能够花这最后的几个小时时间，这一年的几个小时时间来敬拜神。
New Life had watch night services for the past 35 years.
新生命堂在过去35年里面有这个守岁的夜。
Except last year, because 31st December fell on a Sunday, and then we had a combined morning worship instead.
除了去年是因为最后一天是在主日，所以我们在当天早上有主日崇拜。
And I know that many of you attended the watch night service for many years.
我知道我们当中有许多参加这个守岁感恩崇拜许多年。
And I want to ask this question.
我要问这个问题。
What is your reason for attending the watch night service?
你来参加守岁崇拜 的原因是什么呢？
Now many of us are doing so simply because we are supportive of the program of the church.
我们如此行是因为我们要支持教会的聚会。
This is in itself a good reason.
这本身是一个好的原因。
But this evening, I want us to see the reasons for having a watch night service from various perspectives.
但是今天我们要看，今晚要看这个守岁的这个崇拜的几方面的原因。
And I have this simple outline.
我有这简单的大纲。
We want to first of all see it from the historical perspective.
我们首先要从个历史的缘故来看。
Then we'll see it from the biblical perspective.
然后我们会看这个原因。
And then in conclusion, we want to ask ourselves, what then is our perspective?
然后我们要问我们的这个自己，我们的观点是什么呢？
Let's look at the historical perspective.
我们要看这个历史性的原因。
The watch night service started.From the Moravian Christians.
这个守岁的崇拜从这个摩拉维亚的个基督徒开始。
They started having it in the 18th century.
他们从18世纪就开始这个崇拜。
Now where is Moravia?
这个摩拉维亚在什么地方？
It is the present day Czech Republic.
就是今天的捷克共和国。
The Christians were persecuted in Moravia and Bohemia.
当时基督徒在摩拉维亚和波西米亚受逼迫。
Many escaped to Germany, where they sought refuge in the estate of a government official by the name of Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf.
许多他们逃到这个德国呢，他们在这个这个尼格拉伯爵的护庇下得到这个安身的地方。
And so the first watch night service was held in his estate.
所以第一个守岁的这个崇拜是在这个地方。
Now why did the Moravian Christians had a late night service?
为什么这个摩拉维亚基督徒在这个迟的时间来守岁？
Historically, watch night services start at 11 p.m.
在历史性来看，它的开始是晚上十一点。
The reason is it provides the opportunity for Christians to review the year that has passed and make confession and then prepare for the year ahead by praying and resolving.
那个原因就是要给基督徒有一个机会能够检讨过去一年的所没有做到的，并且在神的面前认罪，并且预备他们在祷告中来立志为神而活。
Now who are the Moravian Christians?
在这个摩拉维亚的基督徒是谁呢？
They have their heritage from the Hussites.
他们是从这个约翰胡斯的这个宗派而来。
The Hussites are followers of the Christian reformer named John Huss of the 16th century.
这个约翰胡斯就是在十六世纪的基督徒的这个改革者的其中之一，叫约翰胡斯。
I think it was last year or the year before, during the Reformation, you watched a video on his life.
我们在近几年有见到这个约翰胡斯的这个见证这个电影。
He was told to renounce Jesus Christ.
他被要求来放弃耶稣基督。
But he chose to be burned on the stake.
但是他选择被烧在这个木桩上。
Since that day, Christians have been praying for the day when the true believers of Jesus Christ could freely preach the word of God.
所以从那一天开始，基督徒就在神的面前祈求，信耶稣基督的人能够自由地传讲神的话。
And they are thankful to God for his word.
而他们感谢神，神的话。
Now the second historical event,
另外一个历史性的事件是
is by John Wesley,
是在这个约翰卫斯理。
And we know that John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist movement.
约翰卫斯理是这个卫理公会的运动的发起人。
He picked up the watch night service, the idea of having a watch night service from the Moravian.
他从这个莫拉维亚这个基督徒那里得到这个主意来继续这个守岁夜。
So the Methodist watch night service was held once a month.
所以卫理公会的基督徒他们就一个月守一次守岁。
And they call it the covenant renewal service.
他们称这个为更新这个约这个聚崇拜。
The very name tells us the reason for having a watch night service.
它的这个名字就告诉我们这个守岁的原因。
It's for the people to come before God on the last day of the year.
就是我们来到神的面前，在一年的最后一天。
And make a new covenant with God.
在神的面前立下新的约。
The Methodist churches around the world still have the tradition of holding watch night services on the last day of the year.
而这个卫理公会的基督徒，他们在全世界都依旧有这个守岁的夜。
Then we have the third historical event.
还有第三个这个历史性的事件。
It is a remembrance of the freedom from slavery.
一个对叫这个奴隶得自由的这个纪念。
Watch night services marks the end of slavery in the United States of America.
而这个守岁夜是在美国的这个历史上标记着奴隶得释放的日子。
It is also known as Freedom's Eve，
就是被称为自由的日的前夕。
On the 22nd of September 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation to free all slaves on the first day of January 1863.
而在这个1862年9月22日的亚伯拉罕林肯总统呢，在当天呢颁布这个初步解放的宣言，释放所有的这个奴隶，在1863年1月的第一天。
Thus, on the 31st of December 1862, the African Americans gathered in churches all over the country for the coming of freedom at the stroke of midnight.
而这个在1862年的12月31日呢，非洲的这些美国人呢，他们聚集在在美国的教会里面呢，他们来在那一天来庆祝这个自由的得释放。
Today, the African American churches meet on New Year's Eve watch night service to mark the day of freedom.
所以许多这个非洲裔的这个美国基督徒呢，他们就在新年的前夕守岁来纪念这自由日。
But we have to understand that this is just the second layer of meaning to watch night service.
所以我们要明白，这只是第二层的这个意义对于这个守岁崇拜来说。
Because the first layer is always the people and their relationship with God.
但是第一层的意义是常常提醒到基督徒与神的关系。
And the African Americans have this in mind.
而这个非洲裔的美国人他们基督徒他们都记得。
It reminds them of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这提醒他们立刻要降耶稣基督的要再来。
And therefore, the wash night service is an important service in the history of the church.
所以在教会的历史里面，这守岁夜的崇拜对他们来说是重要的日子。
Okay, we have just briefly looked at the historical perspective.
所以刚才我们很扼要的来看到从历史性的这个观点。
I felt that they are of significance.
我们觉得那是重要的。
Now we come to the biblical perspective.
然后我们现在来看圣经的观点。
Well, many of you would have this in mind. Where did the Bible tell us about watch night service?
我们当中也许在想，圣经哪里有讲到这个守岁崇拜？
I want to tell you that you are right.
我要告诉你，你说的是对的。
However, the Bible does have instruction for the new year.
但是圣经有告诉我们新年的这个指示。
And the Jewish New Year is of great significance to our belief.
而这个犹太人的这个新年呢，是非常的显著的。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 23.
我们来翻开利未记第23章。
And we're reading from verses 23 to 25.
我们要从第23节读到25节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 to 25.
利未记第23章23节到25节。
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no civil work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
利未记第二十三章二十三节到二十五节说，耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华。
The Jewish New Year falls on the first day of the seventh month.
而犹太人的新年是在七月的第一天。
It is the month of Tishri in the Hebrew calendar.
在他们希伯来的日历里面叫提示里月。
In the Old Testament, the New Year is called Yom Teruah.
而在旧约的新年的叫称为这个 Yom Teruah.
The phrase is taken from Numbers chapter 29 and verse 1.
这句是取自《民数记》第二十九章第一节。
It means the day of the blowing of the horns，
就是吹角日。
And we have read earlier in Leviticus chapter 23 that on New Year's Day there is the blowing of trumpets。
刚才我们看在《利未记》二十三章有讲到新年他们有吹角。
The New Year's Day is called Rosh Hashanah today。
而新年呢，在今天称为 Rosh Hashanah。
It means the beginning of the year，
就是说，是一年的开始。
The phrase Rosh Hashanah is taken from the book of Isaiah, book of Ezekiel, chapter 40 and verse 1。
而这个 Rosh Hashanah 是取自以西结书第四十章第一节。
Let me read the verse to you. In the 520th year of our captivity。In the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither.
以西结书第四十章第一节说，我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月至初十日，耶和华的面。临到临降临在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。
So you notice that the phrase that the beginning of the year.
我们注意到这个词就是新年的开始。
And in Hebrew, it is called Rosh Hashanah.
在希伯来文是 Rosh Hashanah.
Every year in the month of September.
就是每一年的九月。
The Jews celebrate their New Year's Day.
就是犹太人庆祝他们的新年
，and they call it Rosh Hashanah。
他们就称之为 Rosh Hashanah。
Now we have read from the book of Leviticus chapter 23 earlier on how the Jews prepare for the new year。
我们刚才读到利未记二十三章，那里讲到犹太人如何预备他们的新年。
We are told that they have to keep it as a Sabbath day.
他们要在安息日之前预备。
No, 他们要守
新年。守安息，守新年。
新年的时候守为安息日。
他们要守新年的时候守为安息日。
So I hope we got it right, huh? That the very first day of their new year is a Sabbath day.
就是在他们新年的第一天就是安息日。
Now, then the day before Sabbath is their preparation day.
而在安息日的之前是预备日。
And if you remember in the accounts of the trial and the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ,
假如我们记得耶稣基督被审还有耶稣被钉十字架的那事件，
the phrase preparation day appears again and again.
我们看到预备日呢，这个词呢一直在重复。
I just want to take one text for our reading, and that is from Matthew chapter 27 and verse 62.
我取引用一段，只是一段的经文，是马太福音二十七章六十二节。
Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate.
马太福音二十七章六十二节说，次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多。
So the eve of Sabbath is the preparation day.
所以那安息日之前呢是预备日。
And if the New Year's Day is a Sabbath day,
假如新年是安息日
，therefore the eve is the preparation day.
所以它的前夕就是预备日。
So what do the Jews do, you know, in preparing for the new year?
而犹太人预备什么来过年呢？
They prepare themselves for the Sabbath.
他们预备安息日所做的。
They prepare to do what they cannot do on the Sabbath day.
他们预备他们所在安息日里面所不能做的事，他们在前夕来预备。
They cannot work and they cannot prepare their meal.
他们不能工作，他们不能预备食物。
Therefore, all work must be done on preparation day.
所以所有的一切都在前期来做。
And there's one more thing they would do.
还有他们还做一件事。
They will perform the ritual of purification.
他们要行这个洁净礼。
Now, why? Why on Sabbath Eve they have this ritual of purification?
为何在安息日前期会有这个洁净礼呢？
Well, we know that that is to prepare to meet God on Sabbath day.
我们知道他们是预备在安息日来迎见神。
But I think the important thing is that they want to start anew on Sabbath day.
但是我们相信他们动机就是要在安息日的时候重新开始。
Let me remind you that New Year's Day is a Sabbath day to the Jew.
我在提醒大家，就是新年对犹太人来说是安息日。
And so they want to start a new year anew.
他们要过新年要重新开始。
Now we remember the story of God giving to the people of Israel manna from heaven.
我们记得主在天上赐玛纳给以色列人。
And this is what God said to Moses.
这就是神对百姓说。
Behold, said to Moses.
神对摩西说。
Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Verse 5 of Exodus chapter 16 says, And it came to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
在出埃及记十六章四到五节说，耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。
Now the Bible tells us that the collection of manna each day is a test of faith and obedience.
圣经告诉我们，收集这个玛纳每一天呢，是信心和顺从的试验。
God told Moses that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not.
神告诉摩西说，我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。
Now remember, each day they are to collect the portion that they need for the day.
我们要记得每一天他们所领受的是那一天的分量。
But on the sixth day, they are to collect two portions.
但是到了第六天，他们要领受两个天的分量。
And we know why.
我们知道为什么。
Because they are not to work on Sabbath day.
因为他们不能在安息日工作。
Now, if we read the account in the book of Exodus,
假如我们读出埃及记的事件，
we know that there were Israelites who did not trust in God and collected more than what they needed.
我们知道以色列人他们没有信靠神，他们领受多过他们所需要的。
So the Bible tells us that the manna that they have collected more, all right, they turned bad the next day.
我们看见就是他们所领受多出来的这些玛拿呢变坏了。
Now God is testing them.
神试验他们。
Would you trust in me?
我们是否信靠神？
Would you trust that I provide your daily need?
你是否信靠我每天供应你所需？
I think this is a great challenge.
这是一个很好的挑战。
Now if God gave us this challenge,
假如神给我们这个挑战，
would we be able to accept it?
我们是否能够来接受？
Can we live up to it? Live up to it? Can
我们是否能够做得到吗？
God says, I want to prove the people whether they will obey my law or they would not.
神说我要试验我的百姓遵不遵守我的法度。
So what I want you to see is that there is the day of preparation.
所以我要大家看的就是那一天的这个预备日。
And they are to spend that day to reflect on the year that is coming to a close.
所以他们要在那一天花时间来反省那一天要那一年要结束的时候。
So this evening, as we are gathered together,
今天晚上我们聚集在这里，
we want to spend time on reflecting on our relationship with God.
我们要花时间来反省我们与神的关系。
We have the desire of going to the new year, a new man.
我们有这个新这个愿望，就是新年新人。
Cleansed from all sin,
被罪得赦免。
And wanting a right relationship with God,
就是要与神有和美好对的关系。
Traditionally, the Jews start to prepare for the new year as early as 1 month before it.
传统上犹太人预备新年是一个月前预备。
And a month before New Year is called Elul.
而那一个月新年之前呢，叫做 Elul.
Every morning, the priests will blow horns.
每天早上这个祭司会吹角。
And this is to remind the people of at least two things.
这是要提醒百姓最少两件事。
Number one, that they have a living relationship or a loving relationship with God.
首先就是他们与神有这个爱的关系。
In fact, the word Elul is an acronym.
而这个 Elul 是一个缩写。
The translation is this.
那翻译是这样的。
I am my beloved's.And my beloved is mine.
翻译是我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
The phrase is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 6 and verse 3.
这是在雅歌第六章第三节那里说的。
So they have a month that reminds them that they have this special relationship with their God.
他们有一个月来提醒他们与神有特别的关系。
It is a relationship of love.
就是爱的关系。
So,Now we have to ask ourselves, do we love God?
现在我们要问自己，我们是否爱神？
Now we need not ask, does God love me?
我们不需要问神是否爱我们。
That is a fact.
那是事实。
God loves us.
神是爱我们的。
And we ought to love him.
我们是应该爱神的。
And the second purpose of blowing the horn is this, to remind the people that there is a day of judgment.
第二个吹角的目的是要提醒百姓，有审判日的来到。
We all will have to stand before God to be judged.
有一天我们要在神的面前受审判。
And God judge us on our work.
神按照我们所行的来审我们。
So how has our work been?
所以我们必须要来。
我们的工作是怎样的？
我们的工作是怎么样的？
I'm not talking about how successful you are in your career.
我不是讲到我们在事业上有多成功。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Bible does not tell us anything about our career success.
当我们看哥林多前书第四章的时候，没有提到我们有多成功。
In verses 4 and 5, this is what Paul says.
在第四和第五节，保罗说，
For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of the Lord.
哥林多前书四章四到五节说，我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。但审判我的是乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出各案中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Now Paul tells us that he's going to judge the thing that is in our heart.
是保罗说，神要审判我们心中所有的。
And we want to ask ourselves what is really in our heart.
现在我们问自己是我们心中所有的是什么
？Is God in our heart？
是神在我们心中吗
？Or there's something else in us？
还是有其他的是在我们心中呢
？We must remove all idols。
我们要除去一切偶像。
So the blowing of horn reminds them of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ。
所以吹角提醒他们，耶稣基督很快就会来临。
Of course, the Jews did not believe in Jesus.
当然，犹太人不相信耶稣。
They believe in the coming of the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚的到来。
So I'm using the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in application.
所以我们要引用，就是耶稣基督再来来应用我们生命中。
So we have seen Wash Night Service from the historical perspective, and then from the biblical perspective.
我们看见这个守岁的历史性的这个观点，还有圣经上面的观点。
Now before we move to the next point，
在我还没有看到下一个观点时
，When I say biblical perspective， I am saying that it is a preparation of our hearts as we move into the new year。
当我们讲到这个圣经的这个观点，是来预备我们的心，来迎接新年的到来。
Now finally want to see。Attending the watch night service in our perspective.
现在我们来看，从我们的观点来看，来参加这个守岁崇拜。
First of all, I want to say that we are very pleased in seeing your attendance.
首先要告诉大家，就是领袖同工很开心看到弟兄姐妹在这里。
You want to start the new year in a spiritual way.
我们要在属灵的方面来开始新的一年。
We thank God for this attitude.
我们感谢主有这样的态度。
So what are our reasons for coming to this watch night service?
那我们来到这守岁的崇拜原因是什么呢？
Now I want to mention three things.
我要提到三方面。
First of all, in this service, we want to rededicate our lives to God.
就是在这个守岁的崇拜里面，我们要重新把自己献上给神。
The scripture text I've chosen for reading is taken from Joshua chapter 24.
我所选引用的这个读的经文是取自约书亚记第二十四章。
It tells us that Joshua gathered the people of Israel to remind them of the deliverance from the bondage of the Egyptians and the driving out of the Amorites in the land of Canaan.
而约书亚在提醒这个百姓，他们是如何被这个从埃及里面出来，而且从这个亚摩利人那里被得拯救。
Today they occupied the land God had promised to their forefathers.
他们今天能够在那个地是上帝应许他们的祖先。
God had kept his promise.
神守住了这个应许。
God has shown them his faithfulness and mercy.
神已经彰显他的信实还有他的怜悯。
Now Joshua said this to the people. Choose you this day whom you will serve.
所以耶稣要告诉百姓说，你们今天要选择要侍奉的是谁？
The gods of your father on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell?
是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，还是你们住在这地的亚摩利的神呢？
Now apparently the people, the Israelites, were still holding between two opinions.
似乎看起来以色列人他们在两个选择之间。
The phrase was actually taken when Elijah challenged the people of Israel.
这样的一个句话也是以利亚先知挑战当时的以色列人。
You remember he challenged the 450 false prophets of Baal?
他挑战这个450人的这个巴利的先知。
Now the problem is that the Israelites were not one-hearted towards God.
但是问题是以色列人不能全心来为神。
They wanted to believe in God, but they also want to hold on to the idols.
他们一方面要来信靠耶和华神，一方面又依靠他们的偶像。
Now God tells us that we cannot do that.
神告诉我们不可以如此行。
Remember the Lord Jesus says we cannot serve God and mammon.
记得耶稣基督说过，你们不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Now the word mammon means money.
就是马门就是金钱的意思。
But I think what the Lord is trying to tell us is that we should not have money or anything that is an idol in our lives.
我们相信神所告诉我们不要让金钱成为我们的偶像。
Now coming back to the book of Joshua.
我们回到约书亚记。
The people must decide whom they will choose, whom they will serve.
人民要选择他们要侍奉谁。
If they decide to serve God, then Joshua says that you must give up.Forsake all the idols.
只要他们决定要侍奉神，他们就要放弃他们所有的偶像。
Now, let's reflect on our lives in the year 2018.
让我们在2018年来反省我们的生命。
Have we been one-hearted with God?
我们是否一心来为神呢？
Is He the one that we choose to serve?
他是不是我们所选择来服侍的呢？
Or that we have other gods that we are serving?
我们还是在是否在服侍其他的偶像呢？
Before we enter into a new year,
在我们还没进入新的一年，
we have to make a decision.
我们要做一个选择。
Will we serve God?
我们是否要侍奉神？
And this is what Joshua says.
这就是约书亚所说。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and Him will we serve.
约书亚说：“至于我和我一家，我要专心的侍奉耶和华。”
Joshua had made that decision.
约书亚已经做了这个决定。
Have we made the same decision?
我们是否做了同样的决定
？Is He the one that we will serve?
他是否那我们唯一所服侍的呢？
I hope that is our decision.
盼望是我们的选择。
And so the people said the same thing. We will serve God. We will follow him.
百姓说我们会服侍神，我们会跟随神。
And then Joshua repeated the same word he said in the beginning.
约书亚重复了他之前开始所说的。
Then you must forsake all the false gods.
你必须放弃所有的假神。
Now if we choose to followOur God.
假如你要愿意遵守我们的神，
then we have to put away those things that hinder our relationship with Him.
我们要放弃任何拦阻我们与神关系的事。
The question is, are we willing?
问题是我们是否愿意？
Or are we entering into a new year holding the same two things in our life?
或者我们进入新的一年，仍然抓住两样在我们生命中。
Now, what are the two things?
那是什么两样的事呢？
We all want the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一位都要主耶稣基督。
I'm very sure that none of us here says, I don't want Christ.
我相信没有一个在当中说我不要主耶稣基督。
But then, I also want to hold on to that thing that is dear to me.
但是我是否仍然在抓住另外一样是我心中所爱的呢？
Now I'm talking things that hinder our relationship with God.
我讲的是那拦阻我们与神的关系的。
So tonight we have to reflect on these things.
今晚我们要思想这些事。
I don't know whether you are used to making resolution.
我不知道我们是否习惯了来立志。
I follow the group who makes this resolution.
我照着一组人来做这个立志。
I will not make any resolution because I know I will fail to keep it. I fail to keep it.
我不会做这个立志，因为我知道我没有办法做得到。
But I think this is one resolution I must do.
但是我知道这个立志我必须做的。
And that is to decide to follow Christ.
就是立志来跟随耶稣。
And Him will I serve.
在他里面我会服侍他。
I hope we make that decision tonight.
我希望我们今晚能够做这个决定。
Now we want God to bless us.
我们要神祝福我们。
And the only way to blessing.
我们知道唯一能够蒙福的。
Is by trusting in Him.And living an obedient life.
就是来信靠耶稣基督，并且来顺从耶稣基督。
We know that song.
我们是否知道那首诗歌？
Trust and obey.
信靠顺服。
For there is no other way.
此外别无他法。
To be happy in Jesus.
就要在耶稣基督里喜乐。
But to trust and obey.
就要来顺从，信靠顺从。
So we have to trust in Him.
我们来信靠耶稣。
Now I want to mention a second reason for attending the Wash Night Service.
我要提到第二个原因来参加这个守岁的崇拜。
It is an appropriate occasion to express our gratitude to God.
这是一个很适合的这个机会来表达我们对神的感恩。
Now I take this cue from the day when the African Americans.Remember freedom.
我这因着这个非洲裔的这个美国人，他们得到自由来说的。
They were in the bondage of slavery for many years.
他们曾经在这个奴隶的捆绑之下许多年。
And finally, they have freedom.
而最后他们有着自由了。
Of course, their freedom comes from the proclamation of the president.
而当然他们的释放是因为总统的这个初步释放的这个宣言。
Today we are free from the bondage of sin because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们因着耶稣基督而从罪中得释放。
He came to save us from our sin.
他来救我们脱离罪。
So that we are no more under the clutches of sin.
今天我们不再受到罪的捆绑。
Are we thankful for that?
我们是否有为此感恩?
I'm sure all of us will say, Yes, I'm very thankful that I'm delivered from my sin.
我相信我们每一位都说,是的,我已经从罪中得释放。
But I want to ask ourselves this question.
但是我们要问自己一个问题。
Then yet, why are we still enjoying sin?
那为什么我们还想罪中之乐?
If we have forsaken our sin,
假如我们已经离弃罪恶，
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
But if we are still holding on to our sin,
但是假如我们仍旧被罪所捆绑，
we must ask God to deliver us.
我们必须求神来释放我们。
This Watch Night Service tells us that we are no longer under the bondage of sin.
今天的守岁崇拜，我们不再受这个罪的捆绑。
I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord.
我已经接受耶稣基督为我主的主。
He died for my sin.
他为我的罪死。
He broke the yoke of sin.
他将打破这个罪的这个捆绑。
I do not want to be bound by sin anymore.
我不要再受到罪的捆绑了。
I want to be thankful for His deliverance.
我要感谢主的释放。
But I want you to understand.
但是我要你明白，
I know that we are constantly struggling in this life.
我们常常的在这当中挣扎。
If you are struggling with sin, this is what Paul experienced.
假如你在最终挣扎，这是保罗所说的。
Remember, Paul once said, "Wretched man am I, who can deliver me from this bondage of sin?"
记得保罗曾经说，我 这困苦的人啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
No, we are tempted and we sin.
我们呢有这个捆绑要得罪神。
Now, this is a reality.
这是事实。
We can come to him in repentance.
我们可以回在神的面前悔改。
The Bible says if we confess our sin, God is faithful, God is just. He will forgive us of all our sin and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
神告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So we want to ask him to cleanse us from all our sin.
所以我们求神洁净我们一切的不义。
We want to start a new year afresh.
我们要重新开始。
I want to start a new year having my relationship with God strengthened.
我要重新开始的过这个新的一年来与神建立一个坚固的关系。
I want him to be my joy and my hope.
我要以神为我的喜乐和盼望。
I want to live a new year, a purposeful year, a year that I can bring honor and glory to him.
我过一个新的一年是有目标的新年来荣耀尊荣神。
I want to give you another perspective.
我给大家另外一个观点。
Tonight, as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ in this watch night service,
今天晚上我们在这守岁崇拜来敬拜耶稣基督。
We are reminded of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要被提醒，就是耶稣基督很快的再来。
Now we must live in this light.
但是我们必须要活在这个亮光之中。
That is the light of his soon and sudden return.
我们要知道他很快并且突然间的到来。
I think we are so busy with life.
我们在生命中劳碌忙碌。
Sometimes we forget that, the Lord is coming back.
有时候我们忘了耶稣基督随时会再来。
Once in a while, we are reminded.In His Word,
我们有时候会被神的话所提醒。
And I hope that tonight in this service,
盼望今天晚上我们在这个崇拜
，we are reminded that He is coming back soon.
我们被提醒耶稣很快再来。
Now, what is your thought about the Christ's return?
我们的对耶稣再来的想法是什么
？Some of us may feel that it's a scary thing.
我们当中可能想很快来。
很害怕的一件事情，
很害怕的事情。
He's coming back. Wow, I can. There are many things I want to do, and many things I want to enjoy. I have not enjoyed them.
就很怕耶稣基督马上来，因为很多东西我没做，很多东西没享受。
So I don't want him to come back too soon.
我不想耶稣这么快来。
Some of us are not prepared for his return.
我们当中有一些没有预备耶稣基督带来。
Why?
为什么？
Well, because.There's a broken relationship with him.
因为我们与神没有正常的关系，破碎的关系。
If this is true,
这是真的。
I hope tonight is the night where we mend our relationship with him.
希望我们今晚能够修复与神的关系。
Now, having said our relationship with God,
我们讲到神的与神的关系。
I also want to say that we should mend our relationship with man.
我们也要修复与人的关系。
We do not want to enter a new year where our relationship with someone is broken.
我们不要进入新的一年而和其他的人不和好。
We ask God for grace, for wisdom to mend that relationship.
我们求神给我们这个恩典和智慧来修复这个关系。
I want to start a new year right.
我要过新的一年有一个正确的开始。
With regards to Christ's imminent return,
关乎耶稣基督的再来。
I want to say I'm excited.
我要说我很盼望热切的。
We should long for his return.
我们必须渴慕主的再来。
We should long to see him.
我们必须渴慕来见主。
Did we not say that we want to see him face to face?
我们不是说我们要与主面对面吗？
So how long more must we wait?
我们要等多久呢？
Well, I do not know.
我不知道。
When he comes.
我不知道他什么时候来。
No one should give you a time and a date.
没有人能够给一个日期时间。
Because the Bible tells us that we are not to give a time and a date.
圣经告诉我们不可有这个日期时间。
What we should be doing is,
我们要做的是,
we should be living in expectation of his imminent return.
我们要活在热切盼望他再来的光中。
So that when he comes now,
所以就是他现在来,
I can say, Lord, take me home.
我们可以说主啊，接我到天上去。
Now don't say this word if you are tired of your life.
不要在你生命绝望的时候来说这些话。
Okay, if you are tired with your life, ask God for grace. Ask him to refresh you.
假如你已经厌倦了你的生命，求神给你这个恩典来复兴你。
May God help us.
愿主帮助我们。
I know many of us are weary in the flesh.
我们当中是活在肉体之中
But come to him.
但是我们来到他面前
He has promised us.
他已经应许我们
Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
My dear brethren,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
I wish you find rest in him.
我盼望你们能够在主里得安息。
And in this new year,
在这新的一年
we want to do more for him.
要为主做的更多。
So I want you to ask yourself,
我要问我们自己
in what way can I serve him?
我要在什么方面来服侍神？
And I'm sure when you start to pray, God will lead you.
我相信当我们开始祷告，神会带领。
Finally,
最后
I want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a blessed new year.
我趁着这个机会祝福大家有一个蒙福的新年。
Good night.
晚安。
I think we should close in prayer.
我们来做结束祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the reminder from your word.
现在天父，我们感谢你话语提醒我们。
That your coming is imminent.
因为你耶稣的再来是马上的。
Help us to be prepared for your coming back.
帮助我们能够预备主的再来。
And as you tarry in your return,
当主你延迟你的再来
Help us to know what we should be doing.
帮助我们知道如何行
Help us to serve you.
帮助我们来服侍你
Help us to build up a relationship, a right relationship with you.
帮助我们建立与神正确的关系
Give us a desire to walk close to you.
给我们这个热切的心来与主同行
Please help us.
求主帮助
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣圣名
Amen.
Amen.